every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And on the eve of the World Series, we are now also entering into the opening game of the National Basketball Association season. And as we speak, both the Lakers and Clippers went down. LeBron was not playing, and despite 40-some points from Luka, the Lakers went down. The Clippers also lost, and we had an unbelievable performance by Wemby. The Spurs beat the Dallas Club with their super rookie, Cooper Flagg. So it was a big start for the NBA.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. The scandal-ridden Clippers, you know, losing by 40 to Utah, and then Wemby comes in, and of course Wemby's been training. You can see he's bulked up a little bit.
Yes.
He put a game on for the ages, 40 points, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks, multiple assists. He's 15 for 21 from the field.
Yeah, well, all those statistics, as they are incredibly impressive, if you would have seen him in the highlight film last night, I mean, my God. He did a double reverse slam dunk from about 20 feet away that I don't even know how he got there. He was out finessing.
He was taking guards. Here's a 7'7" center taking guards off the dribble.
Yeah.
And throwing it down, and then bringing the ball up, dribbling the ball 3 times end to end, and then stroking threes. I mean, he might be the Shohei Ohtani of basketball.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw him at the top of the key. He dribbled between his legs, around his back, did a step back 3, got fouled, and made it. Okay, and you're not supposed to be able to do that at 7'6", 7'7", whatever he is. With shoes on or without shoes on. Unbelievable. I think we can probably start getting prepared for more games like that.
I think we might be entering, so long as he doesn't get hurt.
Oh, yes.
But well, I think we are entering a special era in the NBA concerning Wemby.
Yeah, well, I was very impressed. I had a couple of people telling me that you got to take a look at the highlight film, so I did, and I was glad I did. All right, we have a very special guest coming up right after this. We're going to be joined by Mike Socha, so please stay with us. We'll return right after this message.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code Ron Say to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code Ron Say.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Sonoma County Vintners Association is a leading voice of Sonoma County wine, dedicated to raising awareness of Sonoma County as one of the world's premier wine regions. The organization focuses on promoting Sonoma County wineries, sustainability, hospitality, while celebrating the region's incredible beauty. In addition to caring for the land, Sonoma County wineries also cultivate a vibrant and diverse community by elevating lives through charitable events and philanthropic giving. Vintners participating in the annual Sonoma County Wine Celebration have raised millions of dollars to date to support more than 400 nonprofits through the Sonoma County Vintners Foundation Community Grants and Emergency Relief Fund. So come visit us. Sonoma County wine country has always been a quick drive along Highway 101 for many, but getting here has become even easier with direct flights to Santa Rosa Airport from major cities. Taking wines back home, it's a cinch with Alaska Airlines Wines Fly Free program. For more information about Sonoma County Vintners and experiencing the amazing wineries, visit SonomaWine.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
They still commit a pang.
Okay, welcome back to We'll See About That with our special guest, Mike Socha. Mike will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket, courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONCE when checking out at melissas.com. Come on and go over there, folks. There's a lot to be seen on that site, man. They say they've got some great stuff waiting for you. Michael, welcome back. We have a two-time world champion, a World Series champion manager, manager of the year with the then California Angels, a guy that was fortunate enough to play his entire career with one team, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Michael, welcome back. And what is going on in your world these days?
You know what, Ron? Everything is everything's good. I'm getting you get a little different perspective when you're out of the game having a lot of fun and still enjoying the game of baseball, keeping my toe in it with some USA Baseball stuff, some stuff for MLB. But everything's going great.
Terrific. And it seems as if the latest news is that the Los Angeles Angels have a new manager in Kurt Suzuki. Your thoughts on that? And where do you think the Angel organization is headed these days?
Well, you know, Kurt's he's a sharp baseball guy. He knows the game. He's caught. He was a catcher. He understands the pitching component, understands how to relate with people. He's got great communicative skills. Where the organization is going, there's no doubt that there's a thrust to try to get young talent into the organization. A couple years ago, especially on the pitching side, they drafted all their drafts, all 20, as pitchers. So they're doing steps to try to get that pitching depth that you need to really stabilize an organization, and it's been—it's not easy to do. It takes more than money. It takes great scouting, and hopefully they're on their way to making some strides. That they've got some young, good arms in the organization.
That is all good to hear. You know, they do have some good young players coming forward. You also have Mike Trout, who has decided it's seemingly that he wants to stay in Anaheim and see if this thing can't get turned around. You do have some good arms. You've got one of the hardest throwers in the game out of the University of Tennessee, And tell us about the young team. Adele has come around. You've got other players who are contributing. 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, second baseman hitting from the leadoff spot that's doing a great job. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, Neto at shortstop, you know, the evolution of, you know, Adele as a plus outfielder and showing the power at the plate. There are some young guys that are stepping up. Ohapi behind a plate, I really like. He had a great start, had a tough finish, but I think you can build an organization around him, especially handling the pitching staff. There's some bright spots moving forward that they can, you know, that I think they can wrap their arms around and hopefully grow on the offensive side. But, you know, Ryan, you know the teams you played on, you guys had a deep offense. But what really had the impact was your tremendous pitching staff. When you look at, you know, what Sutton and Bert Hooten and, you know, Bobby Welch when he came on the scene did, you know, 81, what Fernando did for us. So there's always that pitching component you need. And I think that's the first course of action for the Angels is to get that pitching much deeper.
Well, it seems like they're on the right course, at least if you say from the previous year's draft, you know, they drafted all arms. So, you know, that's you have to understand and recognize, you know, what your needs are, and it looks like they're addressing it. Now it's a matter of having these young players step up and fit the bill.
Well, the development aspect is huge. You know, you spent your time in the minor leagues. I did, too. Some of the players now are getting rushed a little bit. I'm not sure if they get that foundation you need, especially on the pitching side, where you've got to take a starting pitcher that you draft and you've got to nudge him up to be able to throw the 110 pitches a night and the 33 starts you're going to get in the major leagues. And that's a process. It's not, you don't come out of collegiate ball and go right in and be able to accomplish that. I mean, some guys have, but sometimes there's a price to pay, and a lot of these guys are not getting their consistency where it needs to be to compete in the big leagues before they're called up. And it's tough to learn at the major league level. It's tough to learn this game at the major league level. But I know a lot of teams are faced with it. I think, in the Angels situation, I'm hoping a lot of these guys will get the time in the minor leagues to have their game evolve to where they get on the major league field and they're going to be closer to the finished product.
I do agree with you. I think that the system today is a rush system. I don't think that you get to learn all of the things that you need to learn. I don't think you get enough time to adjust to all of these things. You have to have a period of time, I think, where you know you have to learn how to get out of jams. You got to compete when you don't have your best stuff at night. And if you have three or four games, five games, or if you're an everyday player, a few weeks at one level and everything's good, great. But what do you do when it goes to the downside? You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when I would go and take a look at some players that I was asked to or not, you know, I already had a pretty good understanding of what kind of a player they were. And then I wanted to kind of see how they adjusted to the game as a player. But I wanted to see how they reacted when they struggled a bit. You know, how deep is it going to go? Are they recognizing it? Are they trying to make changes? Are they just sitting there saying, I'll get them tomorrow? You know, I think it's an important part of the development.
Absolutely. I think you can tell more about a person when they're going bad than you can when they're doing well. I think those, you know, we've all been through the major leagues, you know, the best hitters, you know, that we played with had the 0 for 20s and, you know, the 2 for 25s before they found their swing. And all of a sudden you'd start to see them impact the baseball the way they can. So you need this as part of your development in the minor leagues to understand that how do you work out of a situation? Maybe you've got to simplify your swing at times. Maybe you've got to start thinking up the middle or right center more if you're a right-handed hitter that's having a lot of problems, you know, with rolling over or just hitting the breaking ball or whatever the case might be. This is all that experience and that growth you need as a player. And you know what, Ron? I think every player's got to eventually become their own coach. You played long enough and you figured it out yourself. You knew your swing better than any hitting instructor was going to tell you anything about it. And I think that's what this development in the minor leagues is for these guys to understand their game, understand the adjustments they can and maybe shouldn't make, and understand that team concept game of when you take what the pitcher's giving you. And that has to be learned through repetition of being in the minor leagues, getting your at-bats, getting your reps, and understanding what kind of hitter you are.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think there's so many things that you've got to go through, and rushing it doesn't make it easier. I spent a little bit too much time, I believe, in the minor leagues, especially at AAA. But looking back on it, it turned out to be a good thing because I got a little bit more seasoning. I got to see some crafty left-handers, some new pitches like the cut fastball. I got to see some screwballs there. I got to see some knuckleballs, all of which is pretty much obsolete in today's terms. But it really did help me refine my game and the strike zone in particular, you know. I was always able to have, you know, a small strike zone, but I felt like, you know, I learned the strike zone pretty well. And so therefore you do get into a situation where you do have an opportunity to take advantage of what the pitcher is going to be giving you. We're going to be, taking a quick break here with, our special guest, Mike Socia. We'll be right back with more right after with, we'll see about that. Thanks for joining us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All right, we're back with Mike Socha. And Mike, in that last segment, you mentioned that it was hard to teach at the major league level. And when you rush these kids at the pace that they're being rushed today, and it has been said many times, you know, that the players are different today. You know, they really have to be handled with some TLC. And if you had a coach that you felt like you really needed to have a relationship above and beyond, is that possibly the pitching coach or the hitting coach? Which one of those would you think might be your more important? Because if I was looking back at it and I was a manager, I think I would rely on my pitching coach to get me through a lot of stuff.
Oh, I think so. As a player, being a catcher, there's no doubt that I felt, I learned so much from Red Adams, Ron Paranowski, pitching coaches that, I was around. And being in a defensive position, obviously you pay attention to your hitting, but that wasn't really what my major impact was going to be on the team. So, and as far as like teaching the major league level, I think you have to continue to teach the major league level, Ron, but it is tougher when these kids have such voids in their game and come up trying to shrink those voids because they're not quite ready to I always say, see the beast. Yeah. They get up there, they understand now what the beast of the major leagues is about, much different than AAA. There's a huge gap between AAA players and major league players. Now, AAA players, there are some guys in AAA that just need the opportunity.
Right.
But for the most part, you're not quite seeing the same edge that pitchers have at AAA that they have in the major leagues. So I think there's a growth. You have to continue to grow as a player because you have a new set of variables you're looking at. But if those voids are big where a guy has not understood a two-strike approach or what's important of situational hitting and what pitchers are trying to do with him, and if he can't handle a fastball away, it's going to be tough for him, to handle anything else because, you have that one zone you swing at. So there are so many things that on the offensive side coming up with, and then even from the defensive side, catching is it's a different animal to understand the pitches, understand how you put them together for each different pitcher. And if that hasn't started from your first day in the minor leagues, then it's tough when you get to the major leagues to all of a sudden jumpstart it and do it. And I was very fortunate to be around some great baseball minds as a catcher when I was young. And it really just it got me on the right path to understanding the things that you're going to have to bring into a game every night if you're going to play.
No question about it. You were for it, and you probably had some influence here. Wanted to kind of go right to Shohei Ohtani. You had Shohei his rookie year. You saw a lot of things there about that. Was he pretty coachable? Was he still kind of shy? And give us a run through about that.
Shohei's he's one of a kind.
Yeah.
And in the recruitment process, which I was part of, and the meetings we had with Shohei, you could understand the questions he was asking that he wanted to be not only the best he can be, he wanted to be the best in baseball, and he understood his talent. He also understood what it was going to take for him to get there, and he worked very hard at that. He was set back with some arm injuries where he couldn't pitch, a couple of Tommy John surgeries, during the course of his career. But I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've never seen anybody with the depth of his talent like what he did in the last, in the last game in the playoffs, three home runs and pitching six innings. I mean, that is that's a game for the ages right there. Yeah. He wants to be great. He wants to continue to be great, and he will work no matter how this season turns out, in the World Series. He will work as hard as he can to get back to where he wants to be. And he's just a special player.
The game that Mike just mentioned, Mr. Mike Socha, do you guys think that was the best game ever played by a player?
it's tough to beat. I think statistically, I don't think you ever see a guy hit three home runs and pitch away the way that he did. I think what's impressive about Shohei is, we talked about before, Ron, is when this guy, you know, it's not always, flowers and, you know, the birds are chirping in his game and he's always, you know, on his game. He goes through some tough times.
Oh, yeah.
But he never goes into a batter's box or goes on the mound without the utmost confidence that he's going to achieve and he's going to be the best out there. And I think you can see it in the batter's box, how he struggled a little bit, comes back and has a game like he had the other day. That's a testament to his makeup. And it reminds me a lot of Mike Trout on the makeup side, because Mike Trout's the same way. He can go strike out three times in a game and come up in the ninth inning, and he knows he's going to win the game for you and run through. That's a special trait.
Yeah, it must have been a lot of fun having those guys back to back in that lineup for a very short period of time. But I can't argue with the possibility that that might have been the greatest game played. It's certainly in the mix. I mean, think of it this way, you know. You pitch six innings, you strike out 10 guys, you give up two hits, three walks, you get the win, you got one of the two teams' walks, you got three runs scored, which is three of the five runs, you got three of the nine hits. All of those were home runs. Those were the only home runs hit in the entire game. He got three of the five RBIs. He hits a ball out of the stadium for the second time.
Yeah.
And technically speaking, under old terms, he would have gotten the game-winning RBI as well. That's a statistic that doesn't exist anymore. They follow it, but they don't track it as a league statistic. But, how does anybody do that? I mean, it's not even you could have been very creative. Okay, and not come up with something like that.
It's a Little League style game. The only other performance that I'd maybe even put in the same category would be Sean Green's 6-for-6, four home runs, nine RBIs, 24 total bases.
Yeah. And then Shohei Ohtani did something really ridiculous, too. He drove in 10 runs, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah.
And he goes 50-50, and it's like he goes 50 again this year. 20 stolen bases, scores 150 runs, plays every day, yeah, from the DH, don't have to be pressed with playing defense. But when he does pitch, I mean, just like he did in Anaheim, I think one year he won 15 games over there, didn't he? And
yeah, he was hurt the first year he pitched with us, he got hurt early. But he came back and had some great games. But talking about Sean Green, that's an incredible game. But
oh,
Sean
yeah. Green did pitch. Yeah.
He didn't pitch in the same game. I think what Shohei did was play the most important defensive position on the field is your pitcher, and that's where it starts. So what he did on the defensive end of containing a terrific team like the Milwaukee underperformed for sure. They were a good team.
Yeah.
They were shut down with the Dodgers pitching, and they had some really good arms on the mound pitching against the Dodgers. And for him to three home runs a pitch like that, I'll tell you what, there's not many games that where a player has done as much as he did.
Yeah. When you look at it, you know, the rest of it, you know, like Milwaukee did nothing and they didn't look like they even belonged in this series. They did absolutely nothing offensively, which is too bad because they did have a terrific year. And then you look at the offensive side of things, and he dominated the offense. And it's like, this is Little League stuff. This was all his game. It was all about him. Offensively, pitching, I mean, it was an amazing game. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. And a lot of people seem to feel the same way. When you first got Shohei over here, were there any restrictions on what you could do and what you couldn't do as far as his contract was concerned?
Yeah, well, not so much his contract, but the reason – one of the reasons why he came down with the Angels was we were the first team that was adamant that said, you are going to get a chance to pitch and you're going to hit. Absolutely. Because some teams said, we really just want you to pitch. Hey, we just want you to hit. We say, you're going to do both. So it was a little complicated to figure out exactly what he needed because he'd never tried this in the major leagues. So he threw a bullpen on a day. He couldn't hit that night. He would get another, you know, he'd recover. So there were some, there definitely were some parameters that were handed down to us from the front office and our medical staff just to try to get him comfortable in the, you know, in Major League Baseball, of playing every day of the, you know, in, we tried to get him on the 6-day rotation like he had in Japan. So there were things that we were trying to feel out. I think Shohei was trying to feel out. But once he did and everybody took the gloves off and just let him play, you know, look what he's done. And that's one of the things we saw on the offensive side. And I had many conversations with front office saying, look, this guy is not going to get a chance offensively to contribute if he's only getting 300 at-bats a year, which is kind of what they were looking at. And I was told, look, that's going to change as he moves on. But right now, that's where we are. And you can see the offensive production he has being able to hit every day.
Well, you know, looking back on it now, Angel fan was licking his lips when you had Ohtani and you had Trout and you had Albert Pujols at a later stage. But wouldn't it have been interesting to see what those guys as a threesome would have been able to do in their prime? Because it's pretty well documented that Mike Trout and Albert Pujols probably had the best 10 years of a career start than anybody in the history of baseball. I would have been interested in seeing that one. We're going to be right back with Mike Socha and talk about the World Series right after this message.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Mr. Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and I was quite mean to Ron last week because this week in Dodger history was the famous Reggie Jackson Bronx's burning three home run game. But I'm going to make it up to you this week.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This week in Dodger history, that is 1981. After dropping the first two games of the Fall Classic, the Dodgers defeat the Yankees 9-2. Capturing the world championship in six games, the victory at the Bronx Ballparks marks the third time that postseason that Los Angeles will come from behind to win a series, having been down 0-2 against the Astros in the five-game strike necessitated NLDS and 1-2 behind the Expos in the NLCS five-game series. Congrats, Ron. I believe you had a couple of hits in that game.
I did, and you brought up something that Michael and I can both share, and that is our first World Series championship. And so we're very proud of all of that. And as we move on, you know, this baseball season turned out to be quite exciting. We had pennant races with the Dodgers and San Diego. We had it with Seattle and Houston, the Yankees and Toronto. Detroit did a flip and went south, and Cleveland caught them and ended up right there at the end. And, of course, the Phillies kind of ran away with the East, and Milwaukee kind of did the same in the Central in the National League. And here we are, the Toronto Blue Jays, Los Angeles Dodgers. By the time that our listening and viewing audience will hear this, we will be one game into the World Series. How do you like both sides? How do you sum it up?
I think, first and foremost, you look at the starting pitching and the depth the Dodgers have, plus the shutdown arms they have of the guys that they're putting out there. Are going to have the biggest impact in this game. Not that they're not beatable, but you have to pitch with these guys. And I think that's going to be the real question mark and the real challenge for Toronto is not as much seeing if they can hit these guys, can they pitch with them? And if they can pitch with them and they can keep the game at where they want to be, there's no doubt about some of the voids in that have plagued the Dodgers in their bullpen can't possibly show up again, and you can win a game late. So they have Sasaki at the back end of the pen. He could be a miracle worker for where they are now. The two left-handers have to do their job. Banda and Bessio have to do their job when they're called on. Blake Treinen has the talent, but he hasn't been on his mark for most of the year. So if they can pitch with the starting pitch of the Dodgers, it's going to be an interesting situation. If they can't and the Dodgers get out to some leads, it could be what you saw, how the Dodgers played against Milwaukee. That could be this series too.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Dodger fan is predicting, 4-1, 4-2 series. I think they'll just roll through these guys. Bichette is supposed to be able to come back now. He's supposed to be eligible for this series. That'll add another bat to their lineup. They put the ball in play in comparison pretty good to everybody else. I think that you're right. I think that you have to hope that if you're a Blue Jay fan that they can hold their own pitching-wise. But they've got some bats in the lineup too. And Vladimir Guerrero right now is red hot. And, if he gets in a situation where he can hurt you and the game's on a line, you better think twice about that.
Well, he's a special talent like his dad. I mean, every time I see him, I keep thinking about that, little pudgy 3-4-year-old kid that would come out and swing the bat almost like he is now. I mean, this kid was something special when he was young. You could just see that this kid was going to grow up to be a hitter. And there's no doubt about him being the backbone of that offensive team. But they've got some guys that are going to put the ball in play. They are going to run the bases aggressively. Their offensive lineup does not have the depth that the Dodgers do. That's pretty obvious. But I think, like you said, when you mentioned Bichette, getting him back in the lineup is going to be or can be big for Toronto because it adds another bigger or adds a bigger bat in there that might lengthen their lineup a little bit.
Well, I do like their catcher, and he provides a lot of stability, I believe. George Springer from the top of the lineup, you know, he's been there before. He's been a World Series MVP before. He got a huge home run that destroyed my Mariners in the seventh inning on the last game. You know, I think they're brimming with confidence. I think it's going to be an exciting year, exciting series. I hope it is because I really like it when you have things kind of nail biters going back and forth like the seven game series with the Mariners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. I think one thing with the Dodgers going up to having to play four in Toronto, that gives them a little edge for sure. It's a different field. You know, obviously a different playing surface than the Dodgers are used to playing in Dodger Stadium. The ball does carry a lot down the lines and Dodgers can take advantage of that, but also on the pitching side, some balls that were warning track fly balls at some parks are going to be out of Toronto. Yeah. So there's just trying to get familiar with the environment is something the Dodgers are going to have to, you know, grow with and get used to quickly. This series can go a lot of different ways, and I agree with you. I hope it's exciting, but we'll see. We're going to see how well the Dodger starting pitching does, because I think that's what the big indicator is going to be as to how this series goes.
Well, you know, when you were talking about Guerrero and his son, you know, I had a similar experience. Kid turned out to be a pretty good player. His name was Griffey. I got to watch him on the field a lot, too. Yeah,
exactly.
Amazing. Yeah. These kids were well ahead of everything, being on the field every day with all the major leaguers. The Dodger pitching was so good and so dominant. It's now the World Series. This is what it's all about. This is what you played for all year to get here. They have been really great this last series against Milwaukee. Do you think they are capable of a follow-up game?
Oh, absolutely they're capable, but there's no sure thing. You know that, Ron. There's no doubt they're capable. I think that each pitcher is going to do what they can do, and you saw the first two games against Milwaukee where they got a shutout and eight incredible innings from Snell. They're going to be capable of doing that again. And, you know, you look at Glass now and this guy's a stud. But he's not going to be pitching into the eighth inning. He's going to be probably a little bit shorter on his length because that's where he is right now. So these guys are going to do what they're used to doing. And I think there's going to be a lot of things that are peripheral that are going to dictate how the Dodgers do outside of maybe what they're, you know, what a guy like Glasnow does going through six innings, what happens in innings 7, 8, 9. And so there's a lot of things that are going to be interesting to watch. So we'll see.
Gentlemen, this game opens up in Toronto and you know, that Toronto crowd is raucous. Do you think that, you know, having that kind of crowd will maybe get, does it help you guys, you know, having a huge crowd reaction like that?
Oh, for me, we played in front of, you know, 50,000 people all the time. You know, so I mean, we were versed to it. I just listened to a bit of this Dodger radio show the other day, saying, "Oh, I think the biased, of course, as you might imagine, but but they said, oh my God, you know, just think of it, the Dodgers are going to have a huge advantage when they go to Toronto." And he says, you know, the very first batter is going to be Shohei Ohtani, and they're going to be booing him. And I started to laugh, and I'm saying, of course they're going to boo him. And he says, but it's going to be an advantage because now that's going to stir up the players. You know, they're going to light the fire under the Dodger players. Look, you don't need an extra fire to be lit. It's the World Series. And besides, it's kind of ho-hum. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's going to get the same treatment, and they expect it. So I don't think it's going to be any advantage in that regard. They have a mission to do. They're well schooled in it. This is their fourth appearance in, what, last 8 years, maybe so? Something like what we did. I think they're probably, you know, like this is, you know, kind of old news. Great news, but kind of old news.
Penguin, you've been in, four World Series, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I played in two, managed in one. And I don't think there's a game you go on the road where the crowds aren't crazy.
Exactly. So
we did it in Yankee Stadium. When I was managing, we did it up at, in San Francisco. Thank God it wasn't Candlestick, but San Francisco is crazy. There are teams that have to go. You have to go in the playoffs in '81. You know, you go into the Astrodome. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Then you go up to Olympic Stadium, and that was crazy too. So you know when you go on the road. I mean, we played in Shea Stadium in '88. You know what it's going to be like. You know what the crowd's going to be like. So that should be a non-issue. You go out there and play the game. Focus on playing the game. I think playing in L.A., because we had so many big crowds, does get used to understanding that don't let it be a distraction. Whether they're cheering us in L.A. or whatever, you have to go out there and you have to perform. And I think it's that gets you into that focus of knowing what you need to do. And, you know, you had so many clutch hits for the Dodgers during their all the championship seasons. I don't think you were thinking I'm in L.A. and this crowd's behind me, so I'll hit a home run now. It's just the fact that you can't let it be a distraction, whether someone's cheering for you or cheering against you. You can't let it be a distraction because that can definitely that momentum can go in the wrong direction if it is.
Well, I want to take a moment to say thank you to all you Dodger fans out there for over the years. You inspired us a great deal. You were always at our back. On the road, we would go. We would get booed. We expected it. They don't like people who beat them. They don't like successful teams. And they didn't like us in Candlestick Park much. You know. But you know what? We thrived off of it. If I didn't get booed in Candlestick Park, I'd be disappointed. Honest to God. Yeah.
You're not kidding. And you did. I'll tell you what. That was
Anyway, we're going to have to cut things short. Michael, I want to thank you so much for your expertise. In closing, who do you like?
I like the Dodgers. I just think that they've got the depth. I think Toronto's got to play a perfect series to get to their goal. And not that they can't do that, but that's the way they have to play. The Dodgers have a lot of depth, and they can maybe erase some of the mistakes that might happen early in the game and come out on top. So I like the Dodgers in the series.
Well, I think most people are going to say quite the same thing. Now they all have to do is just go out and prove it. All right, that was Mike Socha. Thank you so much, Michael. We'll get you again next time. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be right back after this message. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back. We'll see about that once again. Thank you so much to Mike Socha for joining us. And as always, I'm joined by the legend, the MVP, the champion, Mr. Ron Say. You can check out his website, theronsayshow.com. He's also on Instagram. Find The Real Ron Say, also available for special requests on Cameo. And of course, our complete podcast archives are available on aforementioned theronsayshow.com. Also on Spotify and Apple. Please give us a rate, subscribe, and review. We have another manager being hired. San Francisco Giants have announced Tennessee coach Tony Vitello has been named their manager. And it's making the first time, marking the first time, that is, that a big league team has hired a manager directly from a college program. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that this is the new age where you are looking for managers. And the first thing out, the prerequisite is no experience necessary, right? And, you know, I'm sure that this new manager probably has a terrific track record, but he will be in the hands of metrics, and that'll be it. And we'll see what happens. But, I think that this is definitely the way that the game is going to go. You're going to be hiring new young people who are going to be able to take direction, have had success, and the old school players or that have aspirations of becoming managers are going to get the door, and that's going to be on the way out, not the way in.
So are we seeing finally the completion of the shift of the base of power on a team going from the manager to the GM now?
Well, you know, you have a player who had great success, Buster Posey. Came from a terrific program, Florida State. We have a new blood in the game. You know, he's now a general manager a few years after he retired, young. So maybe that's the way it is. But certainly wish them well. I hope it works, but it's certainly a different direction.
Last question. Are you involved in any illegal poker games that we need to talk about?
No, I don't gamble. Okay. You know, I'm not really a guy that goes to Las Vegas and gambles, unfortunately.
All right. Well, we'll discuss that next week, I'm sure.
Yeah. Maybe I should take some tips from, what's that golfer's name?
From Phil Mickelson. Maybe Phil Mickelson, Chauncey Billups, and Gilbert Arenas will host us at their next poker game.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I want to thank you all for joining us. You guys have a great weekend, and enjoy the World Series and its beginnings. See you next time.